Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Subha Kaul with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani says, India proves its leadership by making African Union a full member of G20 forum. Prime Minister Modi says, India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor will be basis of world trade for hundreds of years to come. Mr. Modi urges people to buy khadi products on Gandhi Jayanti, reminds mantra of vocal for local for festive season shopping. Prime Minister flags off 9 Vande Bharat trains today, says new trains with world-class facilities are symbol of new India. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India bags 5 medals, 2 silver and 1 bronze in rowing, 1 silver and 1 bronze in shooting. And in cricket, second ODI of 3 match series between India and Australia underway at Holkar International Stadium in Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has proved the mettle of her leadership during the recently held G20 Leaders Summit by making the African Union a full member of the G20. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor announced during the summit is going to become the basis of world trade for hundreds of years to come.
Aadhunik zamane mein Bharat ne ek aur इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर G20 में सुझाया है. ये है इंडिया मिडल ईस्ट यूरोप इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर. ये कॉरिडोर आने वाले सैकड़ों वर्षों तक विश्व व्यापार का आधार बनने जा रहा है और इतिहास इस बात को हमेशा याद रखेगा कि इस कॉरिडोर का सूत्रपात भारत की धरती पर हुआ था.
Prime Minister made a special mention of the way India's youth power associated itself with the G20. He spoke about the G20 University Connect program, which is going to be held in Delhi on 26th September. Saying that World Tourism Day is being observed on the 27th of this month, he said, the tourism sector generates maximum employment with minimum investment. Prime Minister expressed happiness that the number of World Heritage Sites in India is continuously rising. Shanti Niketan and the Hoysala temples of Karnataka have been declared World Heritage Sites recently. The total number of World Heritage properties in India has now reached 42. He urged people to observe the diversity of India whenever they visit a new place, understand the culture of different states and visit heritage sites.
Bharat mein ab World Heritage Properties ki kul sankhya 42 ho gayi hai. भारत का प्रयास है कि हमारे ज्यादा से ज्यादा ऐतिहासिक और सांस्कृतिक जगहों को वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज साइट की मान्यता मिले. मेरा आप सबसे आग्रह है कि जब भी आप कहीं घूमने जाने की योजना बनाएं, तो ये प्रयास करें कि भारत की विविधता के दर्शन करें. आप अलग अलग राज्यों की संस्कृति को समझें, हेरिटेज साइट्स को देखें. इससे आप अपने देश के गौरवशाली इतिहास से तो परिचित होंगे ही, स्थानीय लोगों की आय बढ़ाने का भी आप अहम माध्यम बनेंगे.
Prime Minister said the successful landing of Chandrayaan 3 is another feat of the country. He highlighted that more than 80 lakh people watched this event on ISRO's YouTube live channel, which is a record in itself. Mr. Modi was pleased to know that a 21-year-old girl from Germany has become popular on Instagram singing Indian songs. Mr. Modi said Kasmi has never been to India, but she is a fan of Indian music. He said her interest in Indian music is very inspiring. Prime Minister stated that education is always seen as a service in India. He mentioned how some youth of Uttarakhand have started a unique Ghoda library for children. Mr. Modi also spoke about a similar effort in Hyderabad. He praised 11-year-old Akarshana Satish for running 7 libraries for children. On the topic of wildlife conservation, the Prime Minister said a commendable rise has been observed in the numbers of lions, tigers, leopards and elephants in the past few years. He said many efforts are going on continuously to save animals living on this planet. Mr. Modi said Azadi ka Amrit Kaal is the period of duty for every citizen of the country. He spoke about the people of Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh, where more than 70 villages have united to revive River Sot. Mr. Modi said the people of Sambhal have resolved to bring back River Sot to life. The Prime Minister recalled how world leaders reached Rajghat together to pay homage to Bapu recently. He said this is a big evidence of how Mahatma Gandhi's thoughts are relevant even today across the world. He was pleased to note that many programs related to cleanliness have been planned across the country on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti.
Gandhi Jayanti ko lekar pure desh mein swachhata se sambandhit bahut sare karyakramon ka plan kiya gaya hai. Kendra sarkar ke sabhi karyalayon mein swachhata hi seva abhiyan kafi zor shor se jari hai. Indian Swachhata League mein bhi kafi achhi bhagidari dekhi ja rahi hai. Aaj main Mann ki Baat ke madhyam se sabhi deshvasiyon se ek aagrah bhi karna chahta hu. 1 October yani ravivar ko subah 10 baje swachhata par ek bada आयोजन होने जा रहा है आप भी अपना वक्त निकालकर स्वच्छता से जुड़े इस अभियान में अपना हाथ बटाएं
The Prime Minister also urged people to buy khadi products on the occasion. Mr. Modi also reminded listeners to remember the mantra of vocal for local as they shop for the festive season.
आप सभी के घर में भी कुछ नया खरीदने की योजना बन रही होगी कोई इस इंतजार में होगा कि नवरात्र के समय वो अपना शुभ काम शुरू करेगा उमंग उत्साह के इस वातावरण में आप वोकल फॉर लोकल का मंत्र भी जरूर याद रखें जहां तक संभव हो आप भारत में बने सामानों की खरीदारी करें भारतीय प्रोडक्ट का उपयोग करें और मेड इन इंडिया सामान का ही उपहार दें आपकी छोटी सी खुशी किसी दूसरे के परिवार की बहुत बड़ी खुशी का कारण बनेगी आप जो भारतीय सामान खरीदेंगे उसका सीधा फायदा हमारे श्रमिकों कामगारों शिल्पकारों और अन्य विश्वकर्मा भाई बहनों को मिलेगा
Akarshana, whom Prime Minister Narendra Modi appreciated in the Mann Ki Baat program for her extraordinary contribution to setting up libraries in Hyderabad and other cities, expressed her extreme happiness. She established 7 libraries for the needy on her own. Akarshana explained how she could draw motivation for taking up such an activity during the COVID time.
My achievements are that I established more than 7 libraries across Hyderabad, Tamil Nadu, Coimbatore and Chennai. During COVID times, it has taught us a very great lesson to all of us, the pandemic. As a result, I collected more than 5,800 books from my school friends, my apartment friends and my relatives. With this, I established more than 7 libraries. I plan to establish 10 libraries. I plan to set up my 8th and 9th one, 8th one on 30th at the Siddipet Bharosa Center and my 9th one at the Government Girls Orphanage Home in Yusuf Gura on October 15th, which is our former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam's birthday.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the speed and scale of infrastructure development in the country match the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. Flagging off 9 Vande Bharat trains this afternoon, through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the country wants this type of infrastructural development. He said the new Vande Bharat trains will improve connectivity across the country and trains show the new spirit and excitement of New India. The Prime Minister said 25 Vande Bharat trains are running and now 9 more have been added.
Aaj ek saath Rajasthan, Gujarat, Bihar, Jharkhand, Pashchim Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka aur Kerala ke logon ko Vande Bharat Express ki suvidha mili hai. Aaj जिन ट्रेनों को शुरू किया गया है वे पहले की तुलना में ज्यादा आधुनिक और आरामदायक है ये वंदे भारत ट्रेनें नए भारत के नए जोश नए उत्साह और नई उमंग का प्रतीक है
The Prime Minister said that day is not far when these trains will connect all parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the popularity of Vande Bharat trains is constantly rising and over 1 crore 11 lakh passengers have already travelled in them. He He said there are several railway stations that have not been developed for the past several years and work to develop these stations is underway. Mr. Modi said all the stations which will be developed in the Azadi Ka Amrit Kaal will be called Amrit Bharat stations. These 9 trains will boost connectivity across 11 states. The states are Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Bihar, West Bengal, Kerala, Odisha, Jharkhand and Gujarat. The new trains that are flagged off are Udaipur-Jaipur-Vande Bharat Express, Tirunelveli-Madurai-Chennai-Vande Bharat Express, Hyderabad-Bengaluru-Vande Bharat Express, Vijayawada-Chennai-Vande Bharat Express, Patna-Howrah-Vande Bharat Express, Kasargod-Thiruvanthapuram-Vande Bharat Express, Raurkela-Bhuvaneshwar-Puri-Vande Bharat Express, Ranchi-Howrah-Vande Bharat Express and Jamnagar-Ahmedabad-Vande Bharat Express. Home Minister Amit Shah will preside over the 31st meeting of the Northern Zonal Council in Amritsar, Punjab on Tuesday. Northern Zonal Council comprises the states of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh and the union territories of Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh. The meeting is being organized by the Interstate Council Secretariat under the Home Ministry in collaboration with the Punjab government. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Bihar, Jharkhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and North-East India today. It said heavy rainfall is also expected in Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and Chhattisgarh today. Khodavandpur in the Begusarai district of Bihar recorded the highest 32 centimetres of rainfall yesterday. In Asian Games, India clinched 3 silver and 2 bronze at Hangzhou in China today. In shooting, the Indian women's 10-meter air rifle team comprising Mehuli Ghosh, Ramita and Ashi Choksi bagged silver medal with a collective score of 1,886. In individual section, Ramita Jindal also clinched bronze medal in the same event. In rowing, India secured silver medal in the lightweight men's double sculls event. Arjun Lal Jat and Arvind Singh representing India finished second with a timing of 6:28.18. In men's 8 event, the country also won the silver. In another event of rowing, Indian duo Babulal Yadav and Lake Ram bagged bronze medal. As of now, Indian secured third place with medal tally of 5. In men's hockey, India defeated Uzbekistan 16-0 in its opening Asian Games 2023 Pool A mat at Hangzhou, China today. With this victory, 3-time Asian Games champions India climbed to the top of the men's hockey in Pool A standings. The Indian men's hockey team will play Singapore next on Tuesday. The top 2 teams from Pool A and Pool B will make to the semi-finals. In the Asian Games women's cricket, Sri Lanka bowled out Pakistan at a score of 75 runs in 20 overs in the second semi-finals at Hangzhou in China. While chasing the target, Sri Lanka were 58 for 3 wickets in 13.3 overs when the last report came in. Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl first. Earlier, Team India stormed into the finals by defeating Bangladesh by 8 wickets in the first semi-finals. India bundled Bangladesh for 51, which is the lowest total amassed by any team. India eventually achieved the target in 8.2 overs. The finals will be played on Monday. In cricket, India was 68 for 1 in 9 overs in the second game of the 3-match ODI series against Australia at the Holkar International Stadium in Indore when reports last came in. The visitors won the toss and chose to field. Earlier, in the first ODI match on Friday, India defeated Australia by 5 wickets in Mohali. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani says, India proves its leadership by making African Union a full member of G20 forum. Prime Minister Modi says, India Middle East Europe economic corridor will be basis of world trade for hundreds of years to come. Mr. Modi urges people to buy khadi products on Gandhi Jayanti, reminds mantra of vocal for local for festive season shopping. Prime Minister flags off 9 Vande Bharat trains today, says new trains with world-class facilities are symbol of new India. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India bags 5 medals, 2 silver and 1 bronze in rowing, 1 silver and 1 bronze in shooting. And in cricket, second ODI of three-match series between India and Australia underway at Holkar International Stadium, Indore. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the midday news.